This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man stole away. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moments of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his face. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
A new CNN ORC poll confirms we are divided. Here's good news. A narrow majority of Americans are hopeful. 53% believe Trump will do a good job as commander-in-chief. 44% disagree.
Americans are also split on Donald Trump's handling of the presidential transition so far. 46% say they approve, 45% disapprove. About a third of Americans have a lot of confidence in Donald Trump's picks for his top appointments, which thus far have been lacking some diversity.
Only 33% of Americans have a lot of confidence in the president-elect's ability to provide leadership. This is a historically low number compared with other modern-day presidents before they took office. It's also not a surprise.
Hello, America. Welcome to the show, everyone. That's, of course, the Clinton News Network. A new poll shows the majority of Americans believe Trump will do a good job as president. It must have killed them to actually say that. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. The Democrat Party. Where are they? What's going to happen to them now? Are they going to be wandering the desert for the next 40 years after this humiliating defeat? Remember just literally just a month ago, the talk, the media narrative was the demise of the Republican Party and how no matter what happened, Donald Trump has destroyed the Republican Party. It's irreparable. It will never be the same again, which is largely true. However, Republican Party did pretty well, right? They've got now the presidency. They've got both houses. And they're getting ready to secure some Supreme Court nominations. It's pretty good now to be the GOP, but the Democrat Party, they're of course pointing fingers, blaming other people. They are wondering what happened. They have been shifting through the wreckage. And now Democrat leaders are struggling to find a new message to claw back support and avoid years in the political wilderness. Not only do Republicans control the White House, both the U.S. Senate and the House of Representatives, they now hold 33 governor's offices. New England, long considered reliably Democrat, is a prime example of the party's demise. Republican Phil Scott won in Vermont over Democrat Sue Mitner, who was criticized, like presidential nominee Hillary Clinton, for failing to develop an economic message that resonated with voters worried about good-paying jobs. Considered a liberal bastion, Vermont has a tradition of sometimes choosing a Republican governor to keep one party from having too much control. Elsewhere, Republican Chris Sununu will replace a Democrat governor in New Hampshire, while Maine and Massachusetts already have Republican governors. We lost the governorship of freaking Vermont, lamented Washington-based Democrat strategist Chris Kofinis. We didn't just lose an election. This was a national rebuke. This was biblical. Republicans also command 32 state legislatures and have full control, meaning they hold the governor's office and both legislative chambers in 24 states, including swing states such as Florida, Ohio, Michigan, and Wisconsin. When President Obama was elected in 2008, they controlled just 9. I mean, that is a stunning turn of events. There are more Republicans at the state legislature level than there ever have been. Republicans scored a major coup when they seized the Senate in a traditionally liberal Minnesota, giving it full control of that legislature. They gained full support of next-door Iowa. The party's message, structure, and apparatus are broken, says Kofinis, who was chief of staff to moderate Democrat Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia. We haven't acknowledged it for years because we had the White House. Obama's two terms masked a crumbling party infrastructure. During Obama's tenure, Democrats lost over 800 state legislative seats, at least 13 governorships, and both houses of Congress. I mean, this is really stunning. And, of course, part of the problem, I think, is that they had no economic message. It's the economy, stupid. They had an overwhelming emphasis on identity politics. They catered to millennial voters and minorities at the expense of their traditional white working class voters. And this, all it did was fuel this perception that the party is elitist and aligned with Wall Street. I mean, look who they picked as their nominee. Hillary freaking Clinton. My God. It doesn't get more Wall Street than that. There is also an emerging consensus that the party has been too focused on winning national races and has not invested enough in local campaigns. Along with the admission that Republicans have done a better job of competing on the ground. I mean, didn't we hear how the Democrats had the best ground game? I mean, didn't we hear that? How the Republicans didn't have a good ground game and how Barack Obama kicked their ass in 2012 because of their ground game and their analytics and their use of social media. Remember that? I mean, look, these Democrats are, I think, now devastated. And I don't think it's going to get any better, evidenced by the fact that they're decided that they're going to go even more leftward. They are going to back Keith Ellison. I mean, Keith Ellison, who is a black Muslim, a radical Marxist. Do they really think that the white working class voter that went for Donald Trump in states like Ohio, Pennsylvania, Michigan, that those voters are going to somehow align themselves with Keith Ellison? Really? It's stunning the level of denial that's taking place. But hey, it's all good. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. When you feel down and out,
Edward Woodson Show.
Is there a stock market bubble in the making?
You need an early warning system for your investments because you work too hard to be surprised by your money. Now, guarding your wealth has never been easier. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping. It works for all accounts, whether you work with us or not. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
When America can't find a hero, it finds a villain. Welcome to the Terror Dome.
Would you join me, please, in welcoming
Redeem a fool of college.
I got so much trouble on my mind. Refuse to lose. Hit your ticket. I'ma get wicked. The tune to you to push the back to black attack. So I smack and tap and slap the mic. Now I'm ready to mic it.
The Edward Woodson Show.
Night wasn't just a big night for Republicans on the national level. State-level Republicans had a big night as well, including a North Dakota 33-year-old who turned a state Senate seat red after 24 years of Democratic control. Incoming North Dakota State Senator Mr. Scott Meyer, I should say Senator Scott Meyer.
Welcome back to the show, 877-317-6432. Remember how we were told how the Donald Trump candidacy was going to be devastating for the down-ballot races? Do you remember that? And I said on this show here that it was going to have the opposite effect. Even after the Billy Bush tape came out, Reince Priebus and everybody was like, you just got to worry about yourself. I'm sorry, it wasn't Reince Priebus. My bad. It was Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan went and told everybody, just take care of yourselves on the local races. Don't worry about Donald Trump. And lo and behold, the opposite occurred. Anyone who did not back Donald Trump was defeated. Case in point, Kelly Ayotte, who went back and forth, and she eventually disavowed herself from Donald Trump and lost. But I want to play this for you. This is a soundbite of Chris Cuomo on CNN. This is actually this morning. He's talking to Karen Finney and asking her if they realize what happened and why they lost. Listen to this. This just goes to show you the tone deafness of those Democrats that are in Washington that still have no clue as to what happened and why. Listen.
I think it's about the balance. You know, the criticism of your party is you're talking about which bathroom to use, more than what jobs people have in the middle class. And that's why your party, objectively, I mean, there's zero opinion about this. It used to be Republicans, white collar, Democrats, mm-hmm. blue collar. And now that is flipped.
Well, we're seeing I agree that we've seen a shift, and I think as a party we need to do a better job of understanding, you know, what was it not just that made those voters not want to vote for Hillary or for Democrats, but what made them want to vote for Donald Trump. I'm very concerned about some of the, you know, hateful rhetoric that we heard from Donald Trump and whether or not that was also a motivating factor, Chris, and I don't think we can ignore that in addition to the economic conversation. And the second piece,
yeah,
what
the alt-right
really
didn't get him elected. The alt-right is a small group.
It may be growing,
but they're a hateful thing that he is wrong to not dismiss specifically. That's on him. But that's not why you lost.
The alt-right blaming the voters that they are racist. By the way, I love this this story that the media is pushing out here of, and you probably have seen this. There was this group gathering in D.C. of this white nationalist movement, and somehow they have tried to tie this to Donald Trump. Well, did you disavow this? Because they had this, there's video circulating of this guy, saying, Heil Trump, and here's the thing. Now they're saying this is a national meeting in D.C., and they kept saying the media keeps saying, "Well, this was blocked from the White House." Okay, so what? What does that mean? How is that tied to Donald Trump and that he should disavow? Well, he's already disavowed it, and he has no ties to this group. And when I was watching it, I got to tell you, I thought to myself, "This guy's a plant. This whole thing is a setup." So they're having this national meeting of the white supremacists meeting, and there's probably about 200 people in the whole in the room. So let me get this straight. So it's a national meeting of white supremacists, and there's about 200 people there. So am I to include there's about 200 white supremacists in America? I mean, basically, that's what it is. I mean, look, this is not even a fringe group. This is these people are nobodies, and they are getting airtime, and the media is the one giving them the airtime. So it's just. You know, and then they say, well, why hasn't he disavowed? Why hasn't he disavowed? Just like they did with David Duke. Why hasn't he disavowed? But you know, I remember with Omar Mateen's father that the shooter at the Pulse nightclub was at a Hillary Clinton rally, holding up signs. They never asked. Hillary Clinton when she was going to disavow, but apparently Donald Trump, any kook that admires Donald Trump, he's got to disavow. He's got to come out and disavow. And then you got this knucklehead Howard Dean calling Steve Bannon a Nazi.
He's a complicated guy. He appoints a reasonable person who's much more conservative than I am, but for somebody you can talk to his chief of staff, and then the senior advisor is a Nazi. I mean, what, you know.
Okay, hang on. Slow down. Well, this is interesting. You're talking about Rince Priebus, who is the chairman of the Republican National Party, right? He's now his chief of staff.
Right.
Steve Bannon, who ran something called Breitbart News.
Right, which is a far-right anti-Semitic publication.
You called him a Nazi?
Well, he's anti-Semitic, he's anti-black. And he's anti-women.
People like to throw around this word Nazi. It's a pretty big word.
It's a big word, and I don't usually use it unless somebody's really anti-Semitic, really misogynist.
Do you really believe
anti-black.
He's that? I mean, again...
Go look at Breitbart News.
I have.
You'll make up your own mind.
What, you know, some will say, look, Donald Trump's daughter married Steve Kushner, who's an Orthodox Jewish guy. How do you square the circle?
That's a very good question. I have no idea how he squares the circle.
But he's a Nazi! He's a Nazi.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel-toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clicksafety.grainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
We
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. Well, the ladies of The View were furious this morning after this video surfaced of a white supremacist conference in which attendees chanted Heil Trump and raise their hands in a Nazi salute. First of all, like I said in the last segment, if this was a national conference, a national white supremacist conference, and there's only about 200 people there, then I would say that they are less than even marginal group. They're not even a fringe group. They're nothing. But yet the media has given them their 15 minutes of fame. They've actually propped them up and given them more attention than they deserve. People wouldn't be covering this if it weren't for the fact that they are trying so hard to come up with something on Donald Trump. And you're going to hear, look, this is going to be a reoccurring theme of the media. And the media is not going to go away. And there's nothing that Donald Trump is going to be able to do about this, because this is going to be their job. Their job is going to be to destroy Donald Trump's presidency. And if they can't destroy his presidency, they will try to make all his policies fail, or they will they will do everything they can. But let me play this for you. This is the ladies on The View, ripping Donald Trump. Listen.
So you're wondering why so many Americans are worried about an uptick in racially charged incident. Take a look at this video posted by The Atlantic of White Nationalist Conference, led by infamous white supremacist Richard Spencer.
By the way, this guy, this infamous white supremacist, I never heard of this guy before in my life, honestly. I've never heard of this guy or this group. All of a sudden, he's infamous now. He's infamous because you've made him infamous.
Hail Trump! Hail our people! Hail victory!
America was, until this past generation, a white country designed for ourselves and our posterity.
You know something? My father and my uncles did not fight in World War II against Nazism to have these creeps getting airtime on the news or even on this show.
But you're giving you're giving them airtime. You're giving them airtime. We wouldn't even know about this group if it wasn't for you. I mean, it's just, nobody even heard of these. I never heard of this guy. I never heard of this group. And again, there's like 200 people there. It's a national conference. They all came together. They all went to D.C. from the various trailer parks that they live in. I mean, come on. What are you kidding me?
Why they're getting airtime, so that you know they're there.
Mm-hmm.
Because
I'm glad to know
you need to know they're there, and you need to know that this is what happens when you stir the base up. Now, I get that Donald...
Again, they're the ones stirring this up.
...has other things to do, like, you know, belittle the cast of Hamilton.
Yeah.
Because he thought they were being disrespectful to Pence.
By the way, speaking of Hamilton, let me just go off here for a second. We found out today that the cast from Hamilton, these people didn't even vote. They're not even registered to vote. Okay? So it's, you didn't vote? So therefore, you have no say.
About the media and talk about, you know, all the stuff that they didn't do for him, having given him pretty much a podium for the last 2 years. But to these guys, he said, well, yeah, racism is bad for everybody.
Yeah.
That was his response.
That's the part that he keeps saying over and over and over again. I'm getting frustrated that he's not coming out because it was a divided nation regardless of who got elected. Mm-hmm. He was the one that did. He needs to come out and quell the fears of those who did not vote for him. Well, he sits with 140 characters and goes after Alec Baldwin or goes after Hamilton.
Right.
Why could he not have his just a vitriolic response to this and say, no, that's never okay? That to me is not the distinction in his response. It says too much.
It says too much.
It's
and
scary.
And I think also, you know, we're...
Oh, can't listen to these people drone on and on. It's just, they're so silly. They're complaining that this guy has a forum. They're the ones giving him a forum. They're talking about this alt-right white nationalist movement. It's just so stupid. This is the best they can come up with. Again, you know, and I've said this time and time again. When you're losing the argument, what do? You come out with names. You resort to name calling. And one of the laziest, I think, things that you can do as a leftist is to throw out the racist bomb. You know, you keep throwing out the racist bomb, and you know what's going to happen? People aren't going to listen to you anymore. They're not going to believe you when you keep calling everybody a racist. So, once again, just keep doing what you're doing. Call Donald Trump a racist, a xenophobe, a bigot, a nationalist, whatever. I mean, just honestly, It's so stupid. That's the best you can come up with? Ooh, Donald Trump's a racist. And by the way, is there anything that this guy did that was racist ever? I don't remember him saying anything racist throughout the campaign or actually in his life. Did he say anything racist? And I know that they'll probably say, well, you know, he said that thing about the Mexicans. Okay, well, they're not a race. Mexicans. But it's just, this is what people are tired of. This is why Donald Trump won. You're lecturing Donald Trump and his supporters. Same thing with the Hamilton deal. I mean, do you really think that you're going to attract people to your side by calling them names and lecturing them? No. No. People, again, are sick and tired of being lectured to. They just want a job. They just want to raise their kids. They want their children to go to a good school. It's very simple. All right, I gotta take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
He's still so mad. Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Pack it up, pack it in. Let me begin. I came to win. Battle me, that's a sin. I won't ever slack up. Hope you better back up. Try and play the role and you're the whole crew will act up. Get up, stand up. Come on, put your hands up.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. So then there's this article on Slate by Jamil Bowie. He is the chief political correspondent. He says, he writes a piece, there is no such thing as a good Trump voter. People voted for a racist who promised racist outcomes, and they don't deserve your empathy. He writes, Donald Trump ran a campaign of racist demagoguery against Muslim Americans, Hispanic immigrants, and black protesters. He indulged the worst instincts of the American psyche and winked to the stream of white nationalists and anti-Semites who backed his bid for the White House. Millions of Americans voted for this campaign, thus elevating white nationalism and white reaction to the Oval Office. And these people think that they are going to actually win another election again. Really? He goes on to write, millions of Americans are justifiably afraid of what they'll face under a Trump administration. If any group demands our support and sympathy, it's these people, not the Americans who back Trump and his threat of state-sanctioned violence against Hispanic immigrants and Muslim Americans. Really? Okay. Right. I see. So they're all racists. They are all racists. They are all demagogues. Right? Okay. So he also goes on to write that to face these facts and then demand empathy for the people who made them a reality, who backed racist demagoguery, whatever their reasons, is to declare Trump's victims are less worthy of attention than his enablers. To insist Trump's backers are good people is to treat their inner lives with more weight than the actual lives on the line under a Trump administration. And then he goes on to write about how between 1882 and 1964, nearly 3,500 black Americans were lynched. Basically talks about how the fact his premise is that there's no such thing as a good Trump voter. These people really believe this. They really believe this. They think that this is true. And again, this is so lame, but I keep seeing these stories like this. Here's another one. This is Aunt McClatchy. This is a few days ago. I think this was, when was this? This was, let me see, Thursday of last week. Okay? Thursday of last week, November 17th. America enters a new age of hate speech. There's another one. Here's another one. Andreas Oppenheimer. Trump is not doing much to stop the KKK and the neo-Nazis. I mean, honestly, you can't come up with anything better than that. That's your argument. Your argument is that all of Trump's voters are racists. That's it. And that's what they really believe. That Americans, they voted because of racism. They voted not because of the economy, not because of trade deals, not because of immigration. Well, I guess the immigration part is also reinforces the notion that, yes, they are racist. That's what they're going to roll with. Okay, fine. I mean, if that's what you really think, that's going to gain you back the white working class voter. I'm sure that the white working class voter that used to always vote Democrat, I'm sure that are there racist people that are in the United States? Yes. Are there racist people in the world? Yes. But to say that all of Donald Trump's voters are racist is clearly missing the point, and that's why Democrats are going to probably lose the next few election cycles until they figure out that they have to connect. They basically have to make the same connections that Donald Trump made. That's the way to win elections, is you have a populist economic message, and then you win elections. It's pretty simple, really, obviously. But you guys are talking about racism. So go ahead. Fine. I love it. I got to play this for you. This is awesome. This was on a Canadian MP refuses to withdraw saying the word fart during an impassioned speech on job losses in Alberta, Canada. Listen to this.
It's all, only problem since Canada.
She's in Canada.
Yeah, it's a birthday gift for you, Donnie. Okay? Check this out. This is just for you, and I mean, so good. Like,
when it's a recent debate in the Canadian Parliament, the leader of the Green Party called out a fellow MP for a word she thought was less than parliamentary. Take a look.
Why isn't the government talking about how to retain skilled labor? Why isn't the infrastructure minister talking about how to implement infrastructure funds and get construction workers back to work in Alberta? Why does this government treat Alberta like a fart in the room that nobody wants to talk about or acknowledge?
I heard her say a word that I know is distinctly unparliamentary, and I think she may want to withdraw it. The word was F-A-R-T.
The Honourable Member for Calgary Signal Hill.
Are you serious, Mr. Speaker? Like, is my colleague actually serious? I just gave an impassioned speech about supporting Alberta jobs, and that's what the leader of a political party stands up and has to say. No, I don't withdraw it.
Oh, yeah.
I said it, and I'm sticking to it. Fart, 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 fart. I love it. I love it. Can you say fart on the radio? Yeah, I think you can. By the way, I already said it. I'm not taking it back. my sound engineer says I'm okay, so I guess I'm okay. You can't make this stuff up, people. Can't make this stuff up, man. You know, this is, famous Chinese proverb says, it's actually a curse. May you live in interesting times. Famous, Chinese, proverb that's actually a curse. And we certainly are living in interesting times. There's no question about that. But I love it. I love it because there's a new sheriff in town. I got to tell you, I can't. I still can't get used to the whole President Trump thing. Like, you know, really? Can you believe it? Can you believe that Donald Trump is the president? I mean, imagine if you were like some alien and you came down, or you had been you had fallen asleep for 20 years and you woke up. You Rip Van Winkle, and somebody says, yeah, Trump's the president. You're like, what, are you kidding me? Well, what do you mean? You know, Trump's the president? No way. How can that be? I don't believe it. Yes, Trump is the president of the United States. It's really an amazing thing. All right, we're going to take a quick break, but do not go anywhere because I'm the only one that gives you the real deal, Holyfield. I'm the only one that gives you your fair share of the truth that you're entitled to. Nobody else does that but me. So hold tight. We're going to take a quick break. The madness and the mayhem return in a moment. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Sammet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Katie Armour raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmour.com. CATIArmour.com. Come and take it.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.